got you covered.
Radio 1 News with Michael Murphy. Good morning. First, the headlines. The referendum recount has given supporters of divorce a slight extra margin. The difference is now 9,000 votes, or just over 0.5%. The Catholic bishops say people whose marriages have broken down must go on sharing in the life of the church. And hopes of an early Anglo-Irish summit have receded again. The recount in the divorce referendum has resulted in an increase of nearly 1,600 in the yes vote. It gives the supporters of divorce a final margin of 9,114 out of nearly 1,630,000 votes cast. In percentage terms, 50.28% voted for divorce, while 49.72% were opposed, a difference of 0.56%. Our political correspondent, Una Claffey.
The National Returning Officer, Mr. Tim Sexton, decided to carry out the recount after taking legal advice because of the close margin in the original result. However, there were few changes, with the exception of Galway West, where the no vote increased by 177, and Dunleary, where some 900 yes votes had been mistakenly counted as noes. This meant an increase there of just over 1,800 in the yes vote, making it the highest yes vote in the country. So the final result in the referendum now stands at 818,842 votes in favour and 809,728 votes against, and that's a margin of just 0.56%. The Taoiseach has expressed his satisfaction at the vote, saying that a win is a win. When asked about a legal challenge, Mr. Bruton said the courts are open to everybody, but said he didn't believe a legal challenge would succeed. So, unless the anti-divorce campaign decides to mount such a challenge, divorce will now become legal for those who wish it and who have lived apart for 4 out of the 5 previous years. It was the closest referendum result in the history of the state, with a result even closer than had been predicted in any of the opinion polls.
The Catholic hierarchy has said the closeness of the vote indicates that the choice was a very difficult one for many people. The bishop said Catholics whose marriages have broken down must not be separated from the church. The Church of Ireland has said there should be no vindictiveness in the aftermath of the referendum. Our religious affairs correspondent, Joe Little.
The Catholic bishop's spokesman, Dr. Thomas Flynn, said now that the people have made their decision, society must continue to explore effective ways of supporting marriage, and especially couples in difficulty. He promised that the Catholic Church would continue its substantial commitment to the family. Dr. Flynn said the bishops echoed Pope John Paul's plea to the clergy and the whole church community to help people in marriage breakdown situations realise that as baptised persons, they can and indeed must share in the life of the church. Meanwhile, the Church of Ireland Archbishop of Dublin said we must hope and pray the decision of the nation will not give rise to recrimination and vindictiveness. Dr. Donald Caird said we must double our efforts to support marriage.
Other news. Hopes of a meeting this week between the Taoiseach and the British Prime Minister have receded after inconclusive talks in London between British and Irish officials. The civil servants are reported to have made only slight progress towards breaking the deadlock in the peace process. It's believed the contacts will continue, however. Mr. Bruton and Mr. Major are expected to be in touch by telephone over the next 48 hours. The South African President Nelson Mandela has made his strongest attack so far on Nigeria's military regime. In a television interview, Mr. Mandela described the Nigerian ruler General Sani Abacha as a corrupt dictator running an illegitimate and barbaric regime. He also repeated calls for United Nations sanctions against Nigeria over the executions of the writer Ken Saro-Wiwa and 8 other dissidents earlier this month. Hundreds of Bosnian Serbs have marched through the streets of Sarajevo in protest at the Dayton Peace Agreement. Under the deal, which was initialed last week, the Bosnian government will take control of parts of the city held by the Serbs. In the United States, President Clinton, in his weekly radio address to the nation, has called for public support for his plan to send 20,000 American peacekeeping troops to Bosnia. He said America could lose its leadership of NATO if it shirked the commitment. There was no winner of last night's lotto jackpot, which was worth just over £500,000.